artist live from his bed.
Yes, fact.
Welcome back to Green Country Kickoff on a Friday evening. Sports Talk 99.1 FM, KPGM. Time for a pick'em segment. We have the three guys in here, Batch, Revard, and Bart. Guys, good evening.
Good evening. You know,
hey,
what's going on? The bumper music is always a mystery coming in, and it always ends up being a great choice.
And yes. It always makes us chuckle.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. And we have Bart right before it comes on screaming into the live mic, which is good.
I have not done that this year.
anyway, we've got our third week of everyone together, fourth week of the Pick'em segment. Through 3 weeks that we've kept somewhat of an accurate total, Batch is now 9-11, and Revard and Bart are both 12-8. Coach Bart had a really good 8-2 week last week.
Congratulations,
congrats, Coach.
Yep. And Batch needs us to suck less.
That.
Yeah, I need to step it way up.
It's bad.
So
it's embarrassing.
Y'all not studying. You're not doing enough pregame studying.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
he's been
really busy. He hadn't been able to travel around and go to different practices and watch different teams.
And whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hop to the Week 3 ball games. It's going to be a little bit less than we've had the last couple of weeks because Copan, Oklahoma Union, and Nowata are all idle this week. Everyone else scheduled to be in action this evening. So let's start just north of the border. Caney, Kansas, the Bullpups undefeated. They will host the Erie Red Devils. Bullpups and Red Devils from Caney tonight.
You know, Evan, I heard you mention on the radio this morning, Evan, that you don't get that matchup very often. This is a mascot bonanza right here. The Bullpups and the Red Devils.
Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
They like the Devils up there in Kansas. Isn't it Sedan, the Blue Devils?
Yes, Sedan's the Blue Devils
The Erie needs to play Sedan.
What do you think about this one, Coach? You go first on this one.
I'm taking Bullpups. They haven't lost yet.
Yeah, I am too. I think we got to ride the local until they buck us off, and I like the Bullpups. I don't know much about the Red Devils, but I know that'll make at least a few people nervous, but I like the Bullpups to come back and get the Red Devil by the ankle.
Absolutely. Bullpups are going to win this. This is the same thing they do every year. You know, they're going to win five games, their first five, and then get into their little district or conference, whatever they call it up there, and you know, lose a couple games. And it's weird how they do it because they might be 8-2 and not be in the playoffs. So who knows?
Right.
They're going
to
win tonight.
They go to some state. They make up all.
They do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Caney is 2-0. They beat Neodesha 42-0 last week. Erie is 1-1. They lost to Eureka a week ago, 34-7. So everyone takes Caney, Kansas. Let's go to the other Caney Valley, the Trojans of Ramona. They are at Mounds tonight, taking on Liberty. If you remember last year, Liberty beat Caney Valley 8-7. And that was in the Trojans' 0-10 season. So this is usually the game they have circled to make sure they try to get a victory on those kind of down years for the Trojans. I don't think this is going to be a down year for them, though, in 2020. They're already 1-1. They did lose big time to Kellyville last week. Liberty is coached by former Copan head coach Shane Page, who went there pretty late in the offseason a couple of years ago. So interesting storylines. Liberty hosting the Caney Valley Trojans tonight.
Now, Liberty's record?
Liberty is 1-1 as well.
Now, didn't
I'm taking Caney Valley. I think Caney Valley will beat Liberty.
Okay.
Didn't Liberty have a big time losing streak going?
Yes. Oh, okay. And they snapped it in that
game.
It was that 8-7 victory. Yeah,
yep,
it was.
Yep,
it was
last year.
Last year. Yep.
Yeah,
all
it
right.
was not.
Caney
was,
Valley's. They want revenge this year.
Yeah,
they do. And they've already got a win under their belt. So I'm gonna take the Trojans. In a hot one.
I have to do this because neither of you did, because you're not near as clever as me.
Oh.
Give me Liberty or give me death.
Boy. Oh, God.
Man.
Oh, help
oh
me.
My.
Liberty
help
Tigers me. Match takes them. Everyone else takes the Trojans. Let's go to Barnsdall. All of a sudden, the number 6th ranked team in Class B. 8-man football has treated the Panthers right so far. They blew out Copan last week, and the Panthers are at Summit Christian tonight.
Go ahead, Matt. You pick first.
Well, I'm going to go once again. I know I lost this last week, but I'm going to get back on the. I won this one. I'm going to keep riding the Fighting Mustaches until I can't anymore. And so I'm taking Barnstall.
I don't know how you can't. They're number six team in the state, playing well. They're playing eight man now, and. You know, that's going to be good for them. They're going to have an opportunity to win a state championship, but I got a feeling they're going to get bored with it and want to come back to 11-man soon. So, taking the Panthers. What do you think, Bart? What do you got?
I'm taking the Panthers. I did last year, though, out here in Northwest Oklahoma. I did go to my first 8-man football game. That was kind of interesting. It's kind of like just turn and pitch it, and if you got one fast guy, it's over.
If he gets around the corner, he scores. Kind of like youth football. That's fun.
It is, exactly.
Get them to the corner.
Summit Christian, yep. By the way, 1-0. They had their game against Southwest Covenant canceled. They beat Foyle last week 53-8. So a couple unbeaten teams there. Between Barnstall and Summit Christian, Wesleyan Christian School, they've got a homecoming matchup this evening against Watts. Now, Watts is 2-0. You heard from Kurt Cloud earlier in the program. He said despite that, he thinks this is their best matchup on paper. Wesleyan Christian has come close, but still has not won a game. The Mustangs are 0-2, so it's Wesleyan Christian and Watts tonight.
What you got, Batch?
I'm going with Watts. I hate to pick against the home team. They're going to be playing right down on Silver Lake Road. Should be a blast. I hope some people can get out and watch that, but I just don't know that they're going to be able to put it together this year, and putting it together on paper doesn't really count.
You know, I'm going to go with Watts in a homecoming distraction game for Westland. I picked them last couple weeks. I want them to win. Those kids are working hard out there. I drive by and I see them out there working. But unfortunately, I think Watts is pretty tough, and it's going to be tough for Westland tonight.
I agree with both of you. I just don't think Westland Christian could win this game.
So Watts all across the board. Let's go to a big, big game right here on KPGM this evening. Osage County battle. It is Hominy and Pahuska. Huskies hosting the Bucks. Hominy is 2-1. Beat the Ponca City JV club, and they also beat Tulsa Noah by a couple touchdowns. Their loss is to 4A Cleveland. Most publications have Hominy in the top 10 in Class A, and most have Pahuska as the number one ranked team in Class A. Huskies unbeaten coming off a bye week. They're 2-0. Right here on KPGM and KPGMTV.com, Pahuska hosting Hominy.
All right.
I like the Huskies. I mean, we know we've talked about the Pioneer boy.
His name is Bryce Drummond.
I think their offense is just too explosive and too good, and Bryce is a Division I athlete, and I just think that they're going to win the battle of Osage County.
I don't even think this is going to be close. Bryce has thrown for 10 touchdowns, almost 800 yards this season. Their last game 2 weeks ago, they scored on every possession but two, and they had a fumble on one and turned it over on downs on the other one. So their punter hasn't even seen the field yet. Isn't that impressive? They played two games and the punter hadn't even been on the field. So they're good. They're really good. I've got to watch them play. And they're just going to be way too much for Hominy tonight. I just think that Bryce is going to throw the ball around, continue to pad his stats, and you know, they're going to win this game. I'll say they win it by 30.
Are you going over?
No, I'm not. I'm going to Dewey Vanita tonight.
Well, I also am going to take the Huskies, although I think this will be their first real test. And I like the reason I'm going that way is because they're coming off of the off week. I know that Bryce was feeling a little banged up going into the season, so this was probably just what the doctor ordered. And I also think they're going to run away with it, but I think it'll be close first half.
So Pahuska across the board. Let's go to Northern Washington County as we've got another homecoming matchup. Dewey trying to get to 3-0 for the first time since 2007. Revard, were you there at 2007. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
Yes, so first time since 2007. Dewey hosting Vanita. Vanita's got a pretty big lead in the all-time series against the Doggers, but Dewey has kind of owned it the last 5 years or so. Dewey hosting Vanita Bulldoggers Hornets tonight on KREG 104.9.
I can't wait to hear Rebar's take on this. Last week, Vanita hired the greatest coach in America.
They do.
And he was winning games on his own. Now he's got to play the old Bulldoggers. I'm taking Dewey. I think they're on a roll, and I don't think Vanita's there quite there yet.
Go ahead, Batch.
Well, you know,
I'm going to let you guys know the inside.
Rev and I both picked Vanita last week and won. They played the Ironmen, and Coach Bart took the Ironmen, one of his only losses last week. I don't remember hearing a ton about that game, except that I think Vanita smoked them, right?
It was 44-0 and a half, yeah.
Wow. So, you know, I think I can feel what Rev is about to do here. He certainly wants to keep his house from being burned down and his car tires from being slashed. I'm going to go with Vanita just to try to do something to set the group apart here. I'm trying for a win this week, and it's been all chalk. So I'm gonna go Vanita this week.
You know, this is going to be a great matchup. I went and watched Dewey play last week. Very impressed with Tate Lewis, the quarterback, and also the Munninger kid. They rotate them kids in and out, depending on where they're at on the field. Get inside in the red zone, the Munninger kid comes in, does a fabulous job inside there. He can run the ball. Tate did a great job throwing the football. It was just a fun game to watch last week between them and Riverton. You know, the Bulldoggers end up scoring to put it away. Tate threw about a 95-yard touchdown pass. Great game. But talk about Vanita a little bit. Vanita has a stud running back, folks. He is good. And, you know, they were 44-0 at halftime, like Evan said last week. And I don't think they scored in halftime. That was the final, wasn't it, Evan?
No, it was, I think, 44-7 or 14. No one scored in the second half.
All right. Vanita didn't score, though.
No.
This is going to be a good game. My only issue is this is homecoming for the Bulldoggers. And, you know, being a former coach, I don't care what anybody says, there is a distraction there. And I think this is an important test for the Bulldoggers, kind of see where they're at and see how good they really are. But like Matt said, I want to keep my house. I think it might burn it down if I don't pick the Bulldoggers. So I'm going to take the Bulldoggers in a tight one. I'm not going to doubt Coach Turner and his staff. So go Bulldoggers.
That was a big windup, wasn't it?
That was great.
Wow.
That was good.
Way good.
Very thorough. Very thorough sports report, Chris.
Mr. Potter would be way impressed.
So a couple Deweys, Batchelder takes Vanita. Let's go to the final high school game we'll pick today. That is Bartlesville at Collinsville. This has been a heck of a series last couple years. Collinsville's gotten the Bruins. Boy, last year's Bartlesville-Collinsville game, if anybody remembers it, was probably one of the tougher ones I've been involved with in my 7 Bruin football seasons. Bartlesville threw a pick six to let the Cardinals tie it with less than 2 minutes left. Bruins drove it down in about a minute inside the Collinsville 20 and then fumbled right before the end of regulation. Otherwise, they were going to try to kick a field goal to win it, and then Collinsville won in overtime. Cardinals also came back from a 14-0 deficit against Bartlesville at home to nip them 2 years ago. So Bartlesville at Collinsville tonight.
Me?
Yes.
Well, I'll start out by saying I went to the Bartlesville Sepulpa game last week. Don't get me started on the Sepulpa band or their Palm Squad, which is known as the Ping Pings. And it was a tough game to watch. Mm. It was the refs were terrible. They called offsetting penalties that can't be called, and amongst other things. And what was evident was that the Bruins are going to struggle without Caleb Perry. And we knew that going in, but they really had a tough time moving the ball. And they just don't pass a ton anyway. And so they're going to start relying more and more, I think, on the passing game. And so I like the Bruins tonight. I think they have more talent than Collinsville. I think they'll be able to take it. But going forward after this, it's going to be hard fought. And so I, McCoy is doing great, filling in that backup running back role. He's a hard player. But it's tough sledding, but I like him tonight. Like the Bruins.
Go ahead, Bart.
I will take Collinsville. I know it's always been a good game for the Bruins, but speaking of that, Revart, on your sporting report there, did Collinsville have any Division I athletes this year, like in the past 3 years?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, they did. They had the linebacker that went to OU.
No, this year.
Yeah.
This year is what he said, I thought.
No, this year.
Do they have any this year on their Division I players?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Because they've been on a roll for like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think it's tough to beat them.
That's right. They had the Boomer kids. Both those boys.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So I'm taking the Cardinals.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, last year was total self-destruction for the Bruins. I mean, it was I couldn't believe it. They threw the pick, and then they had a chance to run the clock out, and they swung back out of the backfield or tried to throw a screen or something. Incomplete pass, killed the clock. It stopped the clock. So, I mean, it was bad. So I totally get what Evan was talking about when he said it was probably the worst game he's seen in 7 years of calling the Bruins. But
I said toughest, not worst. But
okay, toughest. Call it what you want. It was bad. I don't know that the Bruins aren't cursed against the old Cardinals. I don't know a whole lot about the Cardinals this year, but I agree 100% with Batch that they are going to struggle offensively without Perry, and I think their defense is going to be on the field a lot. But I'm going to go with the home team this week, the Collinsville Cardinals.
Couple Collinsville, the voice of the Bruins, Batch takes Bartlesville. Let's do college games now. We'll do a couple of them. And let's start with Oklahoma State. We'll do the line there, which I believe was 22.5 points. Oklahoma State, a 22.5 point favorite against Tulsa. 11 in the morning kick from Stillwater tomorrow.
Well, I am going to go with the Cowboys. I think they're going to cover the number. Tulsa just has not had a chance to put a preseason camp together of any kind. They've struggled to get practices in. The Oklahoma State people gave them an extra week to prepare. But first home game, I think the big three on offense that everybody's talking about for the Cowboys are going to be rip-roaring, ready to go. Tylan Wallace says he's feeling better than he was even when he was healthy. And, nobody's talking about the Oklahoma State defense. They've got some great returning starters coming back. I think they're going to put it to Tulsa. I don't think the half point here is going to come into effect. At least I hope not. Although last night, the NFL game was 5.5 and ended up being 5. That hook always seems to grab you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the Cowboys here.
I don't care if the TU practices the whole season. It doesn't matter. They're not going to beat them. It's not even going to be close. They're better. They're more athletic. And they're probably better coached as well. So, going to have to take Cowboys, bad as I hate to.
I agree. I think Oklahoma State's really good this year. I think this could be one of Gundy's best teams yet. Powerful offense. See if the defense steps up. But I think they win. They'll win as bad as they want to.
And then the biggest game of the weekend, the first kind of real matchup with implications that should be fun on Saturday night, tomorrow night, is Miami and Louisville. It's a top 20 matchup, ACC ball game. Miami at Louisville will be the other one we pick this week.
Miami at Louisville.
Ooh. I'm going to take Miami based on tradition, but, man, they've went through coaches left and right, and they can't. Ever since Larry Coker, an old Newkirk boy, the last one that went through there and there was a winner, I mean, they just keep rolling, coaches thinking that's the problem. But I'm going to take Miami.
I will take Miami as well, It's early in the season. But the thing about it is, this is tough picking right now because we don't know who's practicing, how much they're practicing, how much they're hitting, what they're doing. I think one thing you are seeing is a lot of points being put on the board.
Yes.
I watched
Miami.
It's kind of
weird because defense is usually ahead of offense.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, Mark.
And then that's why it's weird this year there's so many points being scored.
Yeah.
I watched Miami in that first, college game really of the year, and wasn't completely impressed, although it was the first game. But I think I'm going to go with the hometown Louisville Cardinals on this one. It's 2.5 on the board, and that's a weird number because it doesn't really come into effect that often. But I think I'm going to go with the Louisville Cardinals to set myself apart from the other two.
I'd like to point out, by the way, that KU lost last week, as I predicted.
That is true.
Tech won barely. After K-State and then Iowa State, they were both 11 a.m. games, right? When they lost, did anyone think KU even had a shot to win that 9
o'clock
game?
No, of course not.
I think we all knew that it was 28-0 before he even blinked.
How brutal is the Big 12?
Oh, gosh.
That's unbelievable. And K-State and Iowa State, neither of those was close.
No.
K-State should have got beat way worse.
Well, I saw – and then Tech beat Houston Baptist by 2. And then I saw someone said Houston Baptist visiting stands is a CVS. Did you see that?
Yes.
They've got a bleachers and then a CVS. Collinsville has more of a stadium than Houston Baptist has.
They just started football back a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think even last year maybe. It's just happened.
Yeah, and they had Tech on the ropes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Big 12 is really stinking it up.
It's not going to be good because
it's going to be tough because it's like OU. How many – OU had, what, 8 starters didn't play?
Yeah.
I mean, one was suited up. How many would K-State, how many would KU? This is going to be a weekly deal.
Yeah.
How about the national announcer didn't even know that the kicker had COVID and they were playing the backup guy.
Exactly.
The entire game, they kept announcing him.
Well, it was that first week – Austin Peay against Central Arkansas, that first game.
Yeah.
Austin Peay kept pooch punting. Well, it's because their long snapper had COVID. So they just moved the quarterback to the punter and they just pooch punted the whole game.
Stoops boy had COVID. He didn't play.
He's
one of their number 2 receivers.
I like money. And so I didn't watch this game and didn't go anywhere that had it on. So how did Spencer Rattler look?
He looked pretty good. Yeah,
made some crazy throws. You see what Matt Leinart said? He tweeted out about how this kid is ridiculous. Some of the throws he was making all over the field, and it could have been 100-0 at half. But
I agree, he's good. But I think it's tough right now to tell how good he is. Really, I mean, they good gravy. They could have done what they wanted to. When they wanted to. I mean, they're just that much better.
That's Pro U didn't have a very good team.
Yeah. I mean, I worry about OU's running backs. I mean, they're struggling.
You know who their coach is?
Who?
Our man from
Petrino.
Southwest Missouri State.
We talked about
We
talked about this on the show.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah, did he have a neck brace on the sideline? Was anybody watching?
Yeah, he had a neck brace on. He went from Louisville to Atlanta Falcons to Arkansas, back to Louisville, and now Missouri State.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that guy's life. One motorcycle wreck has caused that guy just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, guys. Good job.
Good job by you, Evan. Thank you.
To all our listeners out there.
Oh, we love our listeners.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Right. All of them.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
You betcha.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
See you.